And we're joined this evening with the mayor of Minden, Mayor Nick Cox. Mayor, it's been kind of a long day for you guys. Had several rounds of phone conferences today. So kind of give us a update on what's transpired today and kind of where we're at headed into, I guess this is day three of all the craziness going on with the electrical system for the city.
Day three, and it's all kind of a blur, to be quite honest. But and before we start, I I don't want to forget the Minden Darlings today won the World Series. They're champions.
And yeah,
I just want to say, while I got y'all's attention, we're so proud of them.
Absolutely, I had to win two today to get it too. So a big win for them.
They're working hard too. Well, today, a group from the city of Minden, and we met up. So it was our line crew, our public works department. We met up tonight at 6 o'clock and had a conference call with AEP, SWEPCO, and Entergy to talk about the plan. Finally, they've released a plan, in everyone's defense, they've been working on it. And what they've been working on is whittling that time frame down. It started at a 24-hour repair, and they got it down to a more reasonable amount of time that I think is sustainable. And here's the plan. Are you ready for it?
All right, let's hear it.
Thursday night, 10 p.m., the power is going to go out in Minden. Citywide outage Thursday night of this week, August the 3rd, at 10 p.m., the citywide outage will happen. It'll last 4 to 6 hours. And at this time, Entergy, and they'll be backed up by the city of Minden. Our guys will be there. They will go in. The power will be cut down or cut off. They'll go in there, and they're going to bypass all the damaged stuff. And then they're going, and that'll take some time because they got to set up poles and run wires, run a jumper, and all of that. And when they get it all bypassed, then we'll charge it back up and the city will be with power. But that'll be a temporary fix that'll allow them to go in there and work on it in a more lasting way. And it won't be such an urgent and critical situation for the citizens, but it'll allow them to get in there and work on it and get it done right and not feel rushed and make the repair safely.
Now, one quick question with this bypass. Is this something that will be temporarily a bypass, or will this be something that will be a permanent bypass where if something like this happens again, they would have that option as well?
Well, if you look back over the years, it's not something that happens a lot.
Yeah.
So I believe the plan is a temporary bypass.
Okay.
It's just going to be kind of put up in a temporary manner. And then at a later date, they'll unbypass us. And then, so we'll have, this is the first of two shutdowns, but I wouldn't even worry about the second one right now. We're not in a critical situation. We won't have any urgency to get that temporary bypass undone. We'll have time. We should be able to plan that for a date that is pleasant outside and everyone can deal with. But let's don't even worry about the second one for now. Let's just get through Thursday night.
Yeah, and this is a bypass. I'm assuming that, like you said, it's not like it's a jerry rig type situation. This is something that'll be a sound bypass. Everything's technically sound, and it will be able to handle what the city requires until they're able to move it back over to the permanent setup, if I'm understanding you correctly.
I mean, 115,000 watts or volts, that needs to be done right.
So absolutely.
That's why the bypass is going to take 4 to 6 hours. This isn't something where they're just, people have been joking today about extension cords and running extension. Well, you don't run a city our size on extension cords. And I know everybody's kidding, but this is a pretty big undertaking. Just the bypass itself is a pretty serious, and it'll be done with excellence, I have no doubt.
And this has been something, obviously, that more than one or two people have been working on. This has probably been a big crew of folks that have been putting their heads together to come up with a like you said, they've whittled this down from an almost 24-hour job to, handful of hours.
Well, in just our meeting a while ago, we had three power companies. And I say that you had Entergy, SWEPCO, and the city of Minden. And I will say I put our guys up against anybody's guys. But this is a smart, smart group of people. Entergy brought in engineers and experts. They've really been working on it.
So, again, the outage will begin approximately 10 o'clock on Thursday, and they're saying they're kind of holding steady with about 4 to 6 hours.
Yeah, I was hoping it would even be shorter, but 4 to 6 looks like where we're going to be.
All right. Well, that's good news because, you know, it's unfortunate, but like you said, they're able to do it at night when the heat of the day is gone.
I think we need to touch on that a little bit, too. That's an important part of the equation. The fact that it's going to be at night, it very much does alleviate the criticalness of the heat. The theory is houses should be cooled off because of the evening time. Mm-hmm. And then throughout the night, people should be able to withstand that. So the 4 to 6 hours during the black of the night, we won't have any cooling stations or things like that. And I think that's important to mention, especially through the radio like we are, that the fact that we feel like that's a tolerable situation, no different than a power outage during a storm during the night in the past.
Yeah, and I guess one good thing is doing it like you're talking about, when you bring everything back up, there won't be just this huge surge of draw on the power as well, because a lot of folks will be asleep.
That's very true. Very good point. And it shouldn't disrupt business, the majority of business, at least. Not too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there'll be some overnight folks, I'm sure. But like you said, most of the businesses will be closed. But, everything by 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning should be back up and ready to roll.
Well, and then this situation is unlike the ones we've had in the past, in the sense that from this moment on, you've got 48 hours to prepare, and you've had since Sunday, you knew it was coming. So I think we're in a good, we're in good shape to be prepared as far as that goes.
Yeah. A lot of folks have been snatching generators and everything.
Have you noticed
else.
Across the city, how many generators are sitting out at businesses and places?
So, oh yeah, they can do it. They know how to make the adjustments and get it out there in a hurry. That's for sure.
Right.
Well, Mayor, we appreciate the visit. And again, thank you guys for all the work that y'all have done. Communicating out to everyone the situation and just all the people involved that have worked to make a solution and make it a solution that's for lack of a better word, just a tolerable decision, something that we can work with. And it's going to be an inconvenience, I'm sure. But it's not going to be an inconvenience that we can't stand for, a short term.
That's right. And I would like to also add, I appreciate you yielding so much time to this situation. I just really appreciate you, Mark and Kazzo. I just really appreciate y'all.
All right. Well, we appreciate you, sir, as well. And have a good evening. And maybe you can take a break from this for just a minute and enjoy the rest of your evening.
We got 48 hours.
There you go. Well, take a break, and I'm sure you'll be on the scene when that starts Thursday
That's
night
right.
as well.
All right.
Well, we appreciate all you do, sir. Have a good evening.
Okay, Mark. See you later.
All righty.